Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, my fellow trivia nerds. Welcome to the best podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I am Brittany, joined by my best friend ever, Meredith.
Hello, kids in the car.
All right. This week, we're going to continue on our festive little way with a game of Christmas movie trivia.
Oh, good.
What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Okay. I am ashamed to admit it a little bit, but right now, I'm really into The Princess Switch 1, 2, and 3. I've watched them all.
They're so good. They're so good.
Wholesome.
I binge all Netflix Christmas movies,
yeah,
by the way.
I just like that Hallmarky type stuff, but yeah. I like the classics. My husband and I were talking the other day, like, my kids do not get excited for, like, Frosty and Rudolph.
I love those ones.
I do, too. They like newer stuff like Elf, or which I guess isn't really too new.
It's fun.
But yeah. But I like those old, like, what is that, animatronic?
Yeah, clay-looking
like, what
things.
Was
yeah, I
don't
that?
Know what
Claymation
they were.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those were really good ones. I always have to start my season super corny one, but I don't even care. I love Christmas with the Cranks. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I love to entertain at my house and I'm just like, it's the ultimate entertainment one, but I just love it. Okay. So let's talk about how the show's going to go. I'm going to lead you through two rounds of trivia. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to give you 10 seconds to come up with an answer. You're going to give your 1 point for every correct answer. And at the end, you're going to tally them up, see who wins, see if you beat Meredith.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Round one, question one. What are the three Christmas ghosts that visit Scrooge?
It is past, present, and future.
Yes, ghost of Christmas past, present, and then future. Yes. Question number two. In A Christmas Story, who gets their tongue stuck to the iced pole?
The little brother.
No. It is the friend Flick. Flick gets his tongue stuck to that pole. Kids, do not try this at home. I tried it. Your tongue really does stick.
You're crazy.
Do not try this.
Little elves in the car.
Don't try it. Question number three. How many sizes does the Grinch's heart grow once he gets feelings?
Three sizes.
That is right. Three sizes. Question number four. In the 1989 comedy National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, what had Clark Griswold been planning to buy with the Christmas bonus he expected from work?
A fully in-ground swimming pool.
Yes.
Yes.
An in-ground swimming pool. That is right. He's even going to fly everybody out to christen it. Question number five. In the Tim Burton stop-motion animated feature, The Nightmare Before Christmas, what is the name of the Pumpkin King of Halloween Town?
Jackson.
It is Jack Skellington.
No!
Yes! Jack Skellington. Right. You were close. Question number six. In Home Alone, what is the nickname of the pair of burglars that try to break into the McAllister's home?
Okay, it's the Wet Bandits, because when I go out and actually play trivia at places, I always pick that as our team name.
I love it! Bandits. That's a good team name. Question number seven. In The Nightmare Before Christmas, which holiday figure do Boogie Boys originally kidnap, thinking it's Santa Claus?
The Easter Bunny.
It is the Easter Bunny. Yeah. Yes, it's the Easter Bunny. Question number eight. According to the movie Elf, why won't Santa's sleigh fly?
Well, no one has any Christmas spirit anymore.
Correct. There is a lack of Christmas spirit. That is right. Question number nine. What is the name of the Grinch's dog?
Max.
Yes, Max. Final question of this round. In the Santa Claus, what is the name of the head elf at the North Pole?
Is this the one that causes all the problems later? I don't know.
I mean, I think he does get in trouble in some of the sequels, but this is Head Elf Bernard.
Oh,
Bernard
shoot.
Is the head elf. All right. Good job. We're going to take a quick break and we will come back for round two.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Life gets busy and fitting in time to help yourself, it can be tricky. That's why we're such huge fans of BetterHelp Online Counseling. Finally, it's a way to connect with your professional counselor in a safe and private online environment when it's convenient for you. Get help on your own time and at your own pace. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist. Licensed professional counselors that specialize in depression, anxiety, relationships, grief, self-esteem, or even if you just need to talk. Anything you share is confidential, and if you're not happy with your counselor for any reason, you can request a new one at any time at no additional charge. We're talking 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists across all 50 states. BetterHelp is available worldwide and at your fingertips. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. They offer 4 communication modes, but best of all, it's a truly affordable option with financial aid available. We want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you're going to get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/roadtrip. You're going to join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that is betterhelp.com/roadtrip. All right, we are back for round two of Christmas movie trivia. You did really well in round one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one. What is the name of Bob Cratchit's son?
Fred?
Really? You don't know this one?
I don't know it at
all.
It's
Tiny Tim.
Wait, Tiny Tim is Bob Cratchit's son? I know who Tiny Tim is.
Oh my goodness. Question number two. In what state does A Christmas Story take place? It's
Ohio.
A real place.
Ohio.
It's not Ohio, but you're close. It's Indiana.
Oh, I thought it was in Cleveland.
No.
Okay.
I don't know if that particular house is, but this movie is set in Indiana.
Oh.
The house they've used for it might be in Cleveland, though.
Oh.
But I know you can visit it. My friends did. They took pictures, even with a leg lamp. It's really cool.
Man.
Okay, question number three. In the Christmas comedy Christmas with the Cranks, what country does the Cranks' daughter leave for the day after Thanksgiving, causing them to decide to forgo Christmas?
Okay. They are going on a tropical vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Two.
Where did the daughter go? Where did she go, causing them to skip Christmas?
Brazil.
No, she joined the Peace Corps and she went to Peru.
Why are these questions so hard?
Because it's supposed to stump you. This is some trivia. Okay, question four. In the comedy Elf, what is the first rule of the Code of Elves?
It is treat every day like Christmas.
Treat every day like Christmas.
You know what?
That
I'm
going right. to
change my company core values. That's going to be number one. Treat every day like Christmas.
Question number five. Who wrote the picture book that was the inspiration for the 2000 film How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss is correct. Question six. In the animated feature, The Polar Express, what letters does the conductor punch into the main character Billy's Polar Express ticket when he punches it?
Believe.
The letters B and E. Yes, yes. There's some partial credit there, I think, because those letters were in the word you said.
I'm taking it.
Okay. Question number seven. In Home Alone, where is the McAllister family planning to spend Christmas?
Paris.
Yes, they were very fancy.
Yeah, what did they do? I know we talk about it all the time, but that guy's real rich. Or the mom.
I think the mom is a moneymaker. Yes, taking everybody to Paris. Okay, question number eight. What does Buddy the Elf state are the four main food groups for elves? I also share these food groups.
Candy.
Mm-hmm.
Syrup.
Yes.
Candy canes.
Yes.
And candy corn.
Yes.
What?
That is all four of them. Nah. Candy canes, candy corn, and syrup.
I knew it was a lot of candies. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Okay, question number nine. In Christmas Vacation, what does Clark forget to bring when the family goes to cut their own Christmas tree?
A saw. He just pulls it right out of the ground.
Because that's the easier route.
Covered in sap.
Final question. In the live-action Grinch movie, what is the name of the girl the Grinch had a childhood crush on?
Martha May Huvier.
Martha May Huvier. Yes.
Huvier.
It's French. It's a very fancy name. She was probably Martha May Smith, but had to fancy it up a little bit.
Oh, okay. So not Huvier.
No. Okay. All right, you guys, you did it. You got through Christmas movie trivia. How did you do, Meredith?
Barely. I only got 11 this week.
Well,
I'm so
to sneeze
sad.
At. That's pretty good. That's a pretty Merry Christmas trivia. All right, we want to hear how you did. Make sure to let us know. Head to our Facebook page. This has been a production of Girls Girls Media. You can find us online at girlsgirlsmedia.com. If you like what you heard today, please head to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We love when you do it, and make sure subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Catch you later, trivia nerds.
Bye, little elves.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.